We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top. We just finished learning that Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is that if you put together a keli in a derech rafoi, it's mutter. You put it in a loose way, then it's mutter. So Beir Rav Chama Havamita Galinasa. He had this bed that was like a bed of blacksmith. It was a bed that you put back together, take it apart, put it back together on Shabbos. Have Mahadulu Lo. He was putting it back together on Yom Tov. Why are you allowed to do that? Is it because it's a day of Shinui? Because you're not banging in with a nail? You're not doing a bechazik? You're only doing a rafui? So he says, Nehida, Sura, the Raisa, like as long as Sura, the Raisa, Sura, the Bonam, Yikad, is this the Rabbanon? So what are you doing? I'm going to Shimon Gamliel holds, therefore it's rafui. It's mutter, and that's pshat. That's how I'm going, and pashas. That's how we pass. Killing of Shimon Gamliel. If it's roughly, it's mutter. And just to speak out again, this whole sugya is handling binya bekelim. So it's a chalukas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that's makar patish, and Tosfos holds that if you make a keli from a keli that's not here, you make it a keli that's called binyan bekelim. And just to make it a little loch lemaisa. I'm not saying a loch lemaisa, but there are some who wanted a taina. That let's say you put a high chair tray onto a high chair, that's like an issa over here, because sometimes it's bechazik. But the reason why it's not a shaila is because it's more like konashal sidin, which is made to go on and off, and therefore it'll be mutter. It should be mutter, even though it says in the Braise Potav also, that was according to the Mandi Yama Holzi Chayav Echatos by Chayzik. But according to Mandi Yama Holz, that bechazik, it's Potav also, it could be dear since it's made to go on and off, therefore it's mutter. But I and the halacha lemaisis farim who talk about it. Zok the mishnah vayte. Back to a little bit muksa for a second. Zok the mishnah. Neistin kli tachas aner lekabel mitzaitzis. If there's this lamp that's setting out sparks, and you don't want to have a fire chas shalom, so you put a keli under it to catch the mitzaitzis. So neistin kli tachas aner lekabel mitzaitzis. You let her bring a keli to put it under the sparks on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to put a cup with water next to the fire, because then, if something falls in, it automatically goes out, and that's issa of kibui. And we'll see pshat in the Gemara, pshat in the halacha. Right, the Gemara, kasha, how are you allowed to put a keli under the ner to mekabel and tzaitzis to catch the sparks? You're taking a good keli, a good coffee cup, and putting it to catch the sparks. L'chayra, you mevat like kli mechana, because now the kli is be mukso, because it has sparks in it, I can't move it. Amar avu rei derashua, netzoytzois ein behem mamish. Netzoytzois, since they go out right away, it's not significant, and therefore you'll be able to move it right away, because it'll be out in a second, so it won't be mevat like kli mechana. Or maybe the Magen Avraham has a tzad and rashi, even while the netzoytzois is inside it, you're allowed to move it, because since it's so insignificant, it doesn't make it into a basis, and you're allowed to move the keli. So the end of the Mishnah said, you can't take a cup of water and put it right next to the fire, and then when the tzaitzis drop into it, it goes out right away. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Or even before Shabbos. We'll see. Now I'm going to do it before Shabbos. So maybe this is a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yossi. What's Rav Yossi Shita? There's a Shailam, if there's a fire on Shabbos, so according to Tanakam, we have no Eitzah. Rav Yossi says there, you have an Eitzah. You take a bunch of barrels full of water, and you make like a line to protect your house, and when the fire reaches there, it'll crack the barrels, and the water will open up and extinguish the fire. He says, that's mutter, because gram kibuy. So, lay matran stomach, Rav Yossi, doma, gram likibuy, asr. I'm saying the wrong shita. That the Tanakam says you can make a mechitza with kelim full of water. Rav Yossi said that you're not allowed to do that because it's an issur kibuy, because it breaks open and it'll extinguish the fire, those barrels. You're not allowed to do it. Rav Yossi says you're not allowed to do it. So our Mishnah says they're not allowed to bring the cup there is like Rav Yossi. Lay matran stomach Rav Yossi. The Omer gran kibuy also. Our Mishnah sounds like Rav Yossi shita. Rav Yossi says you're not allowed to put a row of barrels with water in order to stop the fire. Why? Because that's called extinguishing, because of gram kibuy. If you cause it to get extinguished, that's enough. You don't do it directly. So here also, you're putting a copy, you're not doing it directly. And it says also. So it sounds like Rav Yossi. Break the Gemara of Tizbara. Even Rav Yossi shouldn't hold its also here. Why? Tizbara, even though Rav Yossi, but Shabbos, only on Shabbos you can't do it. Be'erev Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Did he say you can't do it Be'erev Shabbos? And v'chitem hachinami. Our Mishnah also talking about that. Go, that's also for Shabbos. V'atanya, I'll show you the Braisa says, they not only put this cup of water before Shabbos. V'atanya, noisnen kli tachas aner l'kavos tzoyis of Shabbos. V'ein tzorch lehem v'erev Shabbos. You'll have to put a keli under the ner to catch the tzoyis on Shabbos. And it's pashut erev Shabbos that you're allowed to do it. But you can't put water into the keli and put it next to the ner on Shabbos. You can't even do it. Me'erev Shabbos, you can't even do it. Ve'in tzorach lehem Shabbos, pasha not on Shabbos. So if it's Rav Yossi, even Rav Yossi agrees, no Karam Kibu Erev Shabbos. Elam Arashi, Yefilatim Rabbanon, here's worse. Shani hocha b'shav karves kipuyov. Here it's even for the Rabbanon will hold us asa. Because that's doing with the Gram Kibu. Gram Kibu is over there that there's no water ready to extinguish the fire. The fire comes and cracks the barrel and that causes the water to come out. So that's called a Gram Abalma. But this person who puts the water mamish tachas the ner, right under the ner, that's mamish called Kibui. And that if you did it on Shabbos, that wouldn't be Gram Kibui, that would be Kibui mamish. Because you're putting the water right here and it's going directly into the water. And the Gzeira, Erev Shabbos, Otu Shabbos. So coming out of Maisa, they've put a cup of water right next to the fire. You can't do Erev Shabbos, the Kuliyam. Frank Tois Akasha, that even those days where they had this minig, then when you had an oil candle, you put water in it and then you put the oil. So it comes out when the oil finishes, the fire goes into the water and it gets extinguished. So hey, let's do that. It's directly the water. It's Mamash Salacha. We all do it at home now. A lot of people do it now, even these days. They do it. L'chari, it's a problem of kibui. You do it even before Shabbos is also. That's very Taisus. The bottom of Taisus with plate. And the Taisus. Taisus says, Mashu, regilim losses mayim beschuches, shakarim lampo. We put water in a glass called lampo. V'nois n'le Hashemim, v'erev Shabbos. Put oil on it on Shabbos. Ein ze kari kibui. This is not called gram kibui, or kar of kibui. Why? The kibun shei miskavim l'kibui klal. Since you're not miskavim of extinguishing. El lag b'yas Hashemen, l'shayech l'migzer midi. He says, there's no chash to do this. There's no chash to do this since it's not my purpose. My reason is to be magbia. That is my reason. I want to be magbia, and therefore it's not shaykh to make a gzera for that. That's Taisa's pshat. The Zeruah is a little bit different pshat. The Zeruah time is that the pshat is that the difference is that only when the fire is lit already, I put the cup of water there, it's a problem. But if I do before I light, then it's fine. So there's two pshat and why it's mutter to have the water in our candles. Hadrin Allah Kira. Finished parak Kira Baruch Hashem. It's a shemaka parak. If I have a chance to chazer it, it's an unbelievable parak. Vaiter. Now we're going to start a little bit about Atmana. We know that there is two different surim of Atmana. You now do Atmana on Shabbos, that means if you have a pot on Shabbos, you can't wrap it with even a blanket or anything. You can't wrap anything on Shabbos. And what's the reason? Like the Gemara said before, maybe you're going to find that it was a little cool when you're wrapping the pot. You had a paella, the soup is not hot. So you're going to put it on the fire, cook it up, and then wrap it. And you're not going to cook on Shabbos. You come to Issa Bishl. There's another Issa. Even Erev Shabbos, Amala be toimin with Dava Hamois of Hevel, something that adds heat. And what's the reason? Because maybe you'd be matmin in Remetz, in Gecholim, on Shabbos, maybe on Erev Shabbos, maybe you'll put it in Gecholim, in coals. And that's a problem because you'll come to be Mechata, the Gecholim, on Shabbos. So Halacha is, it can't be Taimin, you can't wrap something with something in Mois of Hevel, even Erev Shabbos. And that's what Amrish is talking about. But Ma Taimin and Ma in Taimin. Something doing Erev Shabbos, what could you cover with, what materials could you use for Hatmana before Shabbos, what can't you use? Ain't time nim leib gefes. You're not allowed to use any gefes. We'll see what that is. Either psoilus of olives or psoilus of shumshamin of poppy seeds of sesame seeds. So ain't time leib gefes. Leib zevel. Not with dung. Leib melach. Not with salt. Leib sid. Not with sulfur. Leib choil. Not with sand. Bein lachem eveshim. Inside if it's fresh. Inside if it's dry. These things are moist of hevel. They add heat. Once you put this around a pot, it will give more heat. That's the way it works. V'loi b'tevin, and you can't use straw, v'loi b'zagin, and pits, v'loi b'muchin, and not feathers, v'loi b'asov, and not grass, v'zan shen lachem, when they're fresh and wet. Avol taimnim b'hem k'shem yaveshim, but you could be taimnim with them when they're dry. When they're dry, they're not mois hevel, then it's mutter. And the more later on, we'll talk about how it's possible to have muchim that are fresh. We understand the other things, but that they're wet, but how are feathers wet, and we'll see later on what that means. So it says over here in our Mishnah that Gefes is not allowed to be used for Atmana. Abaylu, what's Gefes? Gefes means psilis, means like the leftovers, but what are leftovers of what? Abaylu, Gefes shall zaysim tanan, does it mean the Gefes of olives? Aval shumshim and shabadomi, but maybe sesame seeds are fine. And Dilma, the shumshim and tanan, talking about even sesame seeds, v'cholshikain zaysim. Of course, zaysim will be a problem to do Atmana with that, because that will be moisif hevel. Tashema, Adam Rab Zeir, Mishum Chadabir Rab Yanai, Kupa Shatam, a Kupa that you did Atmana, you did Atmana with Muchim that were dry, and you covered a Kedera with that. So, Erev Shabbos, that's Mutter to do that Atmana, because that might have on dry Muchim. But also, Nicha, Gefesh Shal Zaysim. It's also to put it on top of Gefesh Shal Zaysim. And the Chiddush is that even though you're not completely covering with the Mice of Hevel, you can't cover something with not a Mice of Hevel and put on a Mice of Hevel. Example of that would be, you can't take a pot of soup, cover with a blanket, and put it on top of a blech, if the blech, the fire is on. Because the fire is being Mice of Hevel, so even though you're not doing Atmana on it, but you're doing Atmana with the Ena Mice of Hevel, but a Mice of Hevel on the bottom makes it awesome. But what does it give example of something a Mice of Hevel? Gefesh Shal Zaysim. Shema Mina, we see from our Mishnah, so when Dafka Shal Zaysim, not Shum Shemin. But here we're talking about you didn't cover it completely with the Gefes. The Gefes is on the bottom. There it makes a difference. The Zaysim will add heat even from the bottom. The Shumshumin will not be, add heat from the bottom. That only if you cover it completely with Shumshumin. And that's why it says Zaysimir. But it could be our Mishnah is even talking about Gefes, Shel, Shumshumin.